New York's Governor Eliot Spitzer has declared a state of emergency in Oswego County, New York. This is upstate, right on the banks of Lake Ontario, because of a crazy amount of snowfall they've been getting over the past week, as much as 12 feet in some places, which could be a new record for the state. Which, considering how much snow this part of New York State gets normally, that's really saying something. Joining us now from inside his riding snowblower in Oswego is Anthony Paul Dean. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Tell me what you see out through the windshield of that snowblower.
Well, it's a winter wonderland. It's actually kind of neat. You can see the houses where people have tried to shovel out, you know, pathways to the road, and lots and lots and lots of very high snowbanks.
And your job, I guess, is to try to clear the roads and also get rid of some of those snowbanks. What exactly do you do, and what do you do with all that snow?
Well, that's the thing. Normally, the plow trucks are able to plow, but right now there's such a tremendous amount of snow that the average snow plow truck has nowhere to put it. And when the big city plows come by, you know, it makes for huge snowbanks at the edge of the driveway for houses. Most of them are about 6 foot tall, and some are taller. So what I do is I'm fortunate enough to have invested in a Bobcat piece of equipment called a Toolcat, with a blower that can reach up 10 foot tall, and we're able to hit the tops of the banks and work our way down, chew them up, and spit them way out into an open area, and thereby open up driveways for emergencies and so people can get out and get food and so on.
So people call you up and you come out and kind of dig them out of this big bank that's been created from the city folks clearing the road.
We do, and they're calling 24/7 literally. Our guys are working 16, 18-hour shifts.
You know, this is obviously, you live in a part of the country that gets a ton of snow anyway. Is this still kind of amazing to people, or is it like after, you know, what's the difference between 12 feet and 11 feet? You're pretty much kind of screwed either way, right?
Well, Oswego is a very interesting area. Almost everybody has a snowblower. We take it in stride. We're very hardy people, used to lots of snow, but this really tops everything by far. So people, you know, they're okay, and they're kind of enjoying it, and they don't mind being stuck in for 3 or 4 days. But it's getting old for them, and they want to get out. But this is by far the most snowfall that I've ever seen in my 48 years of lifetime. It's a huge, huge amount of snow.
You know, Anthony, this weekend here in L.A., it was kind of rainy yesterday morning, which really messed up some people's plans. You feel sorry for us? It's pretty rough out here.
Well, I don't know. It sounds pretty tempting to me. I'd love to be in L.A. with a little bit of rain.
Well, Anthony Paul Dean of Oswego, New York, joining us from his snowblower. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for inviting us. Welcome to Oswego. It really is a beautiful place.